This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Hartley.
Are you or your loved ones in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. The doctors at the Yardley Institute have had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to the Northwest for the treatments of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. So listen and learn about the unique natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health and Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with your host, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Now, there's something you wanted to talk with me about, Lee?
Well, that's true, Frank. I mean, you and I have been doing this together about a decade, actually.
Wow.
And we've told a lot of stories. Mm-hmm. You've been a patient at the Institute, and we got to know each other pretty well. Something happened last year that really shouldn't have surprised me, but something happened in your life, and I'd like you to tell us about it.
All right. I guess I will. Because I'm very proud of what happened, actually, and excited to share it. My lower back went out last summer. I got a tweak, and pretty soon I had pain across my whole lower back. In fact, to the point where I was down in Fresno, California with my daughter at a swim meet, and I ended up having to go into urgent care, and a sports medicine doctor gave me the big steroid shot right in the muscle that was, you know, doing the spasming, which was fine for about 5 days, and then sciatica started in my upper right leg, and I have never felt pain like that. I mean, it was just incredible, right across the whole thing, not just a little narrow area, which sent me back to another urgent care. They gave me gabapentin and a steroid, and then that sent me to a place that was going to do an MRI, which they did, and they said, yeah, you've got a spur, bone spur, I guess, that's going after the nerve. And we need to do something about that. And they were immediately talking about, yeah, we're going to have to do an epidural, which led me, coincidentally, I was going to go down to see you anyway. And I had this sit-down meeting with you where you looked at me and said, Frank, give me 2 weeks, because you sat down and explained to me which direction I was going. And I had a happy outcome because you did the treatment, but I want you to take a second, if you would, to go back to that moment and explain to our listeners what that was like. You said to me I had a choice between one direction or another. Take it from there.
Okay. You know, I have been doing this over 40 years, and I see cases like yours come into our office, and they come in many times. Mm-hmm. In a week, we'll see cases just like yours.
Sure.
We know what we can do. We know the results that can occur as a result of the work that we did. But we also know that there are choices. So, you know, I just said, you know, there's one of two roads you can go down. And the first one, of course, is the direction you're going now. Muscle relaxants, painkillers, steroid cocktail shots in your spine, and then ultimately surgery. Now, one of the problems with the steroids in the spine, they can and do give relief, not always, but they can. But they also dissolve the collagen fibers.
Right.
And these are what give strength to the ligament. So, in effect, you're trading off immediate relief for more long-term damage and more work being done.
More likely that your disc will bulge again because the collagen is going away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's getting weaker. The mm-hmm. joint's breaking down. So I said, or you can give me 2 weeks, and we won't do any of those things. We'll go in and correct that brain-body connection. Right. We'll give you some homework to do. And I think in 2 weeks, I just asked 2 weeks and give me the decision at that time. And you gave us the 2 weeks.
Yeah, willingly. Yes. And, you know, it was nothing short of amazing. Now, you know that I'm always been a show me kind of guy.
Right.
Skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so impressed because, you know, I was in such pain, and there was a period there after the correction where just very gradually, not immediate, but gradually that pain dissipated to the point where I no longer needed the pain medicine. I was no longer taking steroid. I was no longer taking the gabapentin. Mm-hmm. And the idea that I was able to avoid back surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That is a big thumbs up for me because mm-hmm. that was the last thing that I wanted to end up doing.
I remember in our earlier years of recording, and you were having back issues back then.
I had sciatica years ago.
You consulted with the orthopedic surgeon. At that time, you were not a patient at the Institute.
Right.
And you did not come in, although you were kind of looking at me with a funny eye and wondering, I wonder.
Well, I mean, you know, I came from a background. My mom was a registered nurse. And so I've been around, like most people, doctors my whole life. And your approach, restoring the brain and body connection through your form of chiropractic medicine, was just completely new to me when we started this. And I'm just delighted with the results of what's going on now. And I can tell the listener, I do the homework, as we refer to it, which are some exercises. Strictly speaking, not really exercises. They're more stretching than exercises.
Well, exercise is building strength and increasing flexibility.
Correct.
What I've given you and what you've been doing is restoring biomechanical balance.
That's exactly right. It's very different. And then I continue to get corrections, and I couldn't be happier. I hope that people will learn from my experience, because it was fantastic.
And I remember you coming in after that, and you had looked up those collagen fibers.
I did.
And on the internet, so that you could understand what it was I was saying.
Yep, and I am very grateful that I did not do anything to damage those. So if you're listening, my advice to you is, don't do what I did. Don't put it off any longer. Just heard a great example why that's a bad idea. If you're in pain, find out if the doctors at the Yardley Hall Institute can help you get healthy. Now, here's what you do. In fact, if you call right now during the show, we're going to offer you a very special deal. Usually it's a $148 value. It's just $38 for that first visit. And now you'll have to prepay with your credit card. You'll get all the tests done, though, with the doctors. They'll determine if you're a candidate for care so they can take care of you. It's a $148 value. It's now just $38. But you got to call right now during the show. That would be 866-704-1047. Again, 866-704-1047. Got to call now to get the deal. And by the way, you can book an appointment at the Yardley Hall Institute at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. Of course, you're listening to the podcast of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally. You can download and subscribe to the podcasts. Hear all these testimonials. We've got over 100 at yardleyinstitute.org.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, DC, and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. In my time of being a patient there, I've met hundreds of fellow patients, and I've interviewed probably 20, 25. There's a consistency. I went in for joint pain in a very, very specific part of my body, my knees. Dr. Lee Yardley taught me about the brain-body connection and illustrated to me what happens if that's severed. Well, I understood that's the worst possible outcome. But what about when it's corrupted? Under the gentle, just caring approach of Dr. Lee Yardley, DC, I found that not just my knees got better, but so did my hips. And you want to know what else is bizarre, but makes sense given the brain-body connection? So did my sinuses and depression. Yep, all the doctors at the Yardley Institute can help you with this gentle, non-invasive treatment. Call and find out if you are a candidate for care by one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. 866-704-1047. 866-704-1047.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. It's always great to have you listening to the show. I'm joined, of course, by Dr. Lee Yardley, DC. Lee, let's talk about heart arrhythmia. I used to be with somebody whose heart would sometimes race. Mm-hmm. You have other people who sometimes their heart goes way too slow. There's fluttering. Talk to us about that heart arrhythmia and what your procedure can do in that world.
Well, the term heart arrhythmia includes many things. If the heart's going too fast, it's called tachycardia. If it's going too slow, it's called bradycardia. It can flutter. But one of the things I see so often these days is a thing called atrial fibrillation.
Atrial fibrillation. Now, what exactly is that, Lee?
It's when one part of the heart is not synced with the other.
So like it's beating faster than the rest of the heart?
Yeah, the upper part of the heart, the chambers, there's four chambers in the heart, and the upper ones are called the atrium. And those two, the muscles around those particular area, are fluttering, often at a rate of 140 to 160, 170 beats per second. And it's not syncing with the lower part of the heart. And this creates a problem because when it's not working in sync, then it becomes very difficult for the heart to be able to perform its job of pumping the blood around. And so this can create all kinds of problems. When dealing with it, most people don't realize that the beating of the heart is an electrical system. There's a system of nerves that conduct what's called action potentials through the heart.
They conduct neural electricity.
Right.
It's all a big electrical system.
If
you need some kind of metaphor or simile, I forget which one. Anyway, it would be like the wiring in a building.
That's exactly right. And of all muscles in the body, the heart muscle is the hardest working muscle. Yet it spends more time relaxed than it does contracted.
Really?
But the control of the heart is actually originated at higher in the nervous system, actually right at the top of the neck, right at the brain-body connection, is where the centers are that control the rate of the heart beating.
Okay.
And so one of the things that can happen is if there is a mechanical compromise in the brain-body connection, then atrial fib is one of the things that can come about as a result of that.
That's amazing. You had a story, too. Didn't you have a patient or somebody that you're very familiar with, a guy named Chuck Gibson, I think?
Exactly. Chuck Gibson actually is a colleague of mine. And
really?
Yes. And he was he teaches and does programs. And he was in England teaching a program. And he was following some friends. And he noticed he was out of breath. And he had a lot of difficulty keeping up with them.
Okay.
And then on the flight back, he was like had labored breathing. And then he was starting to wake up at night, just sucking air. And at any rate, it was diagnosed as being a case of atrial fibrillation. So he was under the care of a cardiologist. He was under the care of a nutritionist. He had five different clinicians working on him, and he was going from bad to worse. He had been cardioconverted. That's when they put those electrical paddles on the heart and jump it back in and try and shock it back into rhythm.
Okay.
They'd done that twice on him. And so finally I got on the phone and called him up. Good friend of mine. I said, you know, it's your brain-body connection. You need to get to someone who knows how to take care of that. Now, I did so not in any way to encourage him to fly out from California to see me, although that's what he did, but because it needed that kind of focus. So he flew up and he came in to see me and we went through the procedures. We got him taken care of. We reconnected the brain-body connection. And 4 hours later, when he was in the he was actually at the airport, his heart cardioconverted by itself, and it stayed in rhythm for the next 6 years.
How did he know that his heart corrected? I mean, could he feel it?
Some can. Most people can, on some level, experience
it. It stops being wrong.
You
get that sense about it.
Yeah, there's different varying symptoms with it. We had a practice member last year who had problems with atrial fib, and his heart went into strong atrial fibrillation. During the time we were taking care of him, he was heading to the emergency room. He stopped off at our office, didn't tell us. Mm-hmm. We went ahead, found him out. We got him adjusted, and his heart cardioconverted before he left the office.
Now, we need to be really clear here. You know, you cannot cure. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., cannot cure atrial fibrillation.
Nor do we make any claim that we do.
So what is it you do claim to do?
We correct the brain-body connection.
And when you correct that brain-body connection, your brain then is able, the electrical impulses that go through the nervous system are restored. And what happens when that happens?
Well, if that's what's causing the atrial fib, then the heart begins to normalize in its function.
Do you find this commonly? Is this something that you've seen more than once?
Frequently, we see this. Frequently, we see the people that come in to get the brain-body connected, if they have atrial fib, I would have to say 9 out of 10 cases report a normalization.
But Lee, I know you have very specific training, but I mean, the brain-body compromise, that's such a small thing. I mean, in terms of the procedure.
It's small in terms of metric or measurement.
Yes.
But it is very profound and global in terms of its impact on how the body operates.
And why is it so profound? What are you doing when you restore the brain-body connection?
When the signals are being garbled and the body's not able to operate the way it's supposed to, then you're going to have disease, without question. You correct that, then it's amazing what the body is capable of doing in terms of healing itself.
Does that sound good to you? Maybe you've had problems with arrhythmia, or maybe you've had problems with pain in your lower back or sciatica or any of a number of complaints. Maybe it would be time to go find out if, in fact, you are a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Now, that's usually $148, right, Lee?
That's our initial valuation. That would be correct.
But we've got a prepayment of just $38 with a credit card right now.
That's right, for all the same testing.
If you call right now, you do testing.
Yes.
Tell us why.
To determine if the body has a brain-body connection compromise.
Okay. $38 instead of $148. You save $110. Does that sound good to you? Then you want to call right now. Have your credit card ready. The number is 866-704-1047. I'll give it to you again slowly. 866-704-1047. Just $38 to determine if you are a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley at the Yardley Institute. 866-704-1047. But you have to call right now. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, over the years, I've shared with you many, many success stories. A woman who couldn't use her hands to garden. They wouldn't close properly. When Dr. Lee Yardley restored the brain-body connection using the gentle, non-invasive treatment that all the doctors at the Yardley Institute are trained to employ, she could do that again. I've shared with you people who were facing surgery only to find out that, nope, they didn't need it. Restoring the brain-body connection, which they do at the Yardley Institute, that solved it. But you know something I failed at? Is communicating to you the opportunity to not face these things. Find out about preventative care at the Yardley Institute so you do not end up in these positions. Call the Yardley Institute and talk about a preventative care program for you and your loved ones. The Yardley Institute's at 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. 1047.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Dr. Yardley, you have a story, I've heard you tell it before, about a young boy involved with your process. And I just would like you to share that story with us because I think it's fascinating. Would you?
Sure. It was a number of years ago, and there was this 14-year-old boy, and he'd been diagnosed with... Well, what had happened was he'd been experiencing back pain, really...
At age 14.
So severe at times, could not get out of bed. And of course, his parents were really concerned about this. So they took him to the family doctor, and the family doctor really didn't know much about such things, but said, let's get some x-rays taken. He had the x-rays taken, and then looking at them, he said, well, we need to refer you to an orthopedic surgeon. So they did. And about 3 weeks later, you see father and son walking into the orthopedic surgeon's office. And the orthopedic surgeon performed an examination. He looked at the x-rays and he diagnosed an advanced case of scoliosis. And at that time, there was very little to offer or little that could be done. He simply said, you know, just go on with your life. And so he did.
They couldn't operate at that point.
No, it wasn't that severe. Okay. That would have been an option if it had got severe enough. But that wasn't discussed at that time. From the age of 14 to the age of 18, this young man found himself very limited. He wasn't able to participate in sports. At times, the searing back pain was so bad that he literally had to crawl off the bed. At the age of 18, a fellow classmate came up to him one day and said, look, I know you've been having problems with this. And my dad went to see this guy. He was having some problems with his back, and he was helped a lot. Mm-hmm. So he gave him the card. And the young man looked at the card, and looking at it, he saw that it wasn't a regular doctor. It was someone that did something different. And so he thought about it for a few days and then, you know, made an appointment to go in and see the guy. And the guy explained what he did and what he thought he could do with it. And not at all too sure about this, the young man started under a course of care. And within 30 days, he saw dramatic improvement in the way that he felt.
Now, you're telling me that this kid, this 14-year-old, went 4 years with really bad pain.
It's true.
To the point where he actually could not get out of his bed at times.
That's right.
Or could barely get out. And within 30 days, he felt better?
Yes.
Was the pain gone in 30 days?
90% of it was gone within 30 days.
That's an amazing story.
Yes, and in the months that followed, the results were so profound for that young man that he decided that he was going to go to college and he was going to learn how to do what this doctor had done.
Really?
And it's a true story, because I was that 14-year-old boy, and that's how I learned and discovered about the profession that I practice every day.
What did your parents say? I mean, yeah, obviously, were you with your parents at age 18 when you went to that procedure with the other doctor?
Actually, no. So I did this on my own.
Oh, they must have been, when you came to them and said, the pain is gone, they must have been astounded.
They were, but they were even more horrified at the thought that their 18-year-old son was going to leave New Zealand and travel to the United States to gain an education. That was a little bit difficult for them to deal with. But deal with it they did. And over the years, I've had the opportunity of taking care of many, many people with scoliosis.
And what is scoliosis?
Scoliosis is curvature of the spine. Looking at it from the front or the back, it's got curves in it. And you measure these curves in degrees.
Okay.
If there's no scoliosis, it's 0 degrees. If you've got a curve, then you start measuring it in degrees and it goes up. And if it gets to 20 degrees or more, then medically, they would consider putting you in a brace.
Okay.
And this is something that has to be worn 23 out of 24 hours a day.
Is that curative, or is that just something that you wear for the rest of your life, or what?
Actually, neither. You will wear it for a period of time with no expectation that the curve will improve. The theory is, and I think it's true in practice, is that it's going to stop it from getting worse.
It doesn't
get rid of it, but it slows it down or stops it from getting worse. And the thing about it is there have been tomes written on how teenagers tend not to wear those.
Yeah.
It's because of the psychological impact on them.
It's amazing. So let's talk about how your procedure doesn't, quote, cure scoliosis.
It doesn't, but 90% of the cases we've taken care of in the last 34 years have shown measurable improvement on x-ray of the curves, regardless of age. I'm talking even senior citizens.
People who have had scoliosis for 40, 50 years.
Yes, there's a reduction in curves. Now, one of the things that we make clear to people, our goal is not to straighten the spine.
Okay.
Our goal is to balance the spine. Give me the choice between a crooked, balanced spine versus a straight, unbalanced one. I'll take a crooked, balanced one any day. But one of the side effects of that is these curves measurably go down. We see dramatic improvements with that. There are cases that are so bad, we will not accept them for care. They've waited too long. The damage is too great. They're really going to need to go through the surgery. If it's over 40 degrees, now I've taken care of cases over 40 degrees and seen significant improvement.
Yes.
But the medical approach is if it goes over 40 degrees, then they would do surgery. That surgery would be to actually bolt rods into the spine, which a person will be expected to wear for the rest of their lives.
Will they be pain-free?
They're not necessarily painful with the rods, but they're restricted in terms of how well they can move. And there's often pain that develops as they get older.
Your procedure, the upper cervical procedure that you do, the alignment that you do.
Yes.
What is that? Why does that help so much? And just really briefly.
Because one of the side effects of a brain-body compromise is you function with one leg shorter than the other and one hip higher than the other, which naturally causes the spine to curve to the short leg and low hip side. So once you correct the brain-body connection, the legs even out, the hips even out, the reason for that curvature now disappears.
You got a great reason to go see Dr. Yardley, because right now we've got a special deal for you if you're listening. Of course, they have a website. You can check it out, yardleyinstitute.org. But you can find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. right now. If you call right now, you'll receive a $148 value. It'll be just $38. And you'll meet with Dr. Yardley. It's a personal consultation, right?
It is.
You got some tests?
Absolutely.
A whole series of them to determine if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. The offer is good, though, only during this show. So you're going to want to call right now, $148 value for a prepayment of $38 using your credit card. Here's the number, 866-704-1047. Save yourself some money. Find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Yardley. Call 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
Do you
you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients of the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
I discovered how powerful the Yardley Institute's gentle, non-invasive treatment can be. Hi, it's Todd Herman. My joint pain is gone. My sciatica is gone. My headaches are gone. Stop living with the pain. Patients of the Yardley Institute have seen remarkable results from headaches, migraines, vertigo, neck and low back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, and neuropathy. Make an appointment with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Go to yardleyinstitute.org. Restoring health, improving lives naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We'll be right back after Cairo Radio News.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
We're back. Thanks for listening to the show. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with me. Doctor, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Dorothy, in just a minute or so about spinal stenosis, which I guess is becoming a more popular diagnosis. Tell us a little bit about it before we get her on the line here.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of it around these days. And in fact, this particular patient, Dorothy, didn't come to me for spinal stenosis. She was, in fact, scheduled for the surgery for it.
And, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And I suggested when she came in that maybe she might want to give it a little time and see how things went. As it turned out, she never did have the surgery, but she'll tell that story. Spinal stenosis is a condition. Stenosis is a closing off of a canal or a hole. And you'll find the spinal cord itself travels down a series of bones with holes in them. And things can happen as people get older where this begins to start causing a calcium buildup. Now, there's a reason that that happens. Calcium just doesn't appear for no reason at all. But there's a calcium buildup, and it begins to start closing off those foramen. And so surgery is done to go in and try and clean that calcium out to take away the closing off that's occurring with that. Our approach is a little different. Obviously, we don't do surgery, but we try and explore the underlying biomechanical issues that may be causing that to happen.
Well, let's get her on the phone here.
Sounds good.
Dorothy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. So why don't we begin by having you tell us, what were you suffering from when you came to Dr. Yardley? What was your difficulty that you were dealing with?
Well, I was dealing with not being able to sleep at night.
And what was causing that? Were you in pain or what was happening?
No, I have no idea why, but my daughter heard over the radio that medications could cause this. And Dr. Yardley had a thing about coming to him, so she signed me up for that.
Okay, and you also had some low back pain, is that right?
Right, but see, that wasn't even taken into consideration at the time until we visited with Dr. Yardley, and then it came up that this could help.
Well, that's right. Now, you've been diagnosed with spinal stenosis, I think, Dorothy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was actually scheduled for an operation.
That's right. Well, it was just incidental when I was taking your history that you and your daughter mentioned that in next month you were scheduled for this back surgery. And I think I might have said to you, perhaps you might want to put that off for a month or two and see what happens.
Right. Mm. Right.
Mm. Kind of frightening to look at back surgery, you know, in any case, and it's not 100% reliable at all, is it?
I have not heard of any back surgery, but I was in such pain, I was willing to try anything. Because my chiropractor finally told me, I can't do any more for you, Dorothy.
Well, I'm really glad you came in. And you never did get that surgery done, right?
No. Never did.
Well, let's talk about what you did do. You had the correction, the procedure with Dr. Yardley. What was it? Was it awful? Did he put his hands all over you? Did they wrench you around,
no.
Dorothy?
He barely touched my neck.
Yeah,
and I thought, oh, boy, this is really going to do something, you know?
So you were a little skeptical?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Okay.
I couldn't imagine because I do not understand this process at all. But it works, and that's all I care about.
Well, let's talk about it working. How has it changed your life? I mean, are you sleeping better?
Now, you know something? I don't feel that I'm sleeping all that much better, but I can walk up a hill now. I can walk up the steps without taking one foot and then putting the foot right next to it. I mean, I can last all day on my feet. I mean, and people have noticed that. I mean, gee, Dorothy, since you don't have the pain anymore, you just look more alive, you know?
So that low back pain that you were facing surgery for, that went away.
It's away. Yes, it's gone away.
And what is it? How has that changed your life?
Like I just said, I mean, I can walk up hills now. I never could walk up a hill. It just hurt too bad. And I don't limp anymore. I had a limp because it hurt so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't limp anymore. And I just don't have any pain in my back anymore.
Well, that is really
That must
good.
Be just amazing. I mean, to...
Oh, it's a miracle, man. I mean, to think of how much pain I was in that I was actually going to have surgery.
Mm-hmm. And that goes away. That's just that's an amazing story in and of itself. So would you recommend Dr. Yardley to your friends?
Oh, definitely. In fact, my neighbor, they were so impressed that because they knew how much pain I was in all the time. They were so impressed that he is going to Dr. Yardley now for restless leg syndrome.
Now, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, that really comes from the same area. It's the low back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Dorothy, I want to thank you for taking the time to chat with us. Your story is one that's pretty amazing, really.
Yes.
It is. I mean, you got to see all the looks I get when I say that, you know, that, I mean, when I tell my story.
Yes. Well, look, thank you so much for coming on. It's really great for you to do that. And, you know, how many people out there are facing surgery that could be helped if they only knew about it?
Yeah. All right, Dorothy, have a great day.
I forgot to mention that she had started back on her exercise class again.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
No surgery, exercise class.
Exactly.
Wow. An amazing story. You know, it could be your story. Dr. Yardley and the Yardley Institute's all-natural approach to healthcare is very non-invasive, extremely gentle. It allows your body to heal naturally, doesn't it, Lee?
That is correct.
It's all about kind of getting out of the way of your body doing its thing.
Body's designed to heal itself.
So let's find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. You can call right now. We'll give you a special deal. $148 value. It's just $38 if you call right now. Now, you'll receive a series of tests. We got to do the metrics, right?
That's right.
Got to find out if, in fact, you're a candidate for care.
Right.
The phone number is 866-704-1047. 866-5. That's 866-704-1047. Now, this offer is good for only during the show. So you want to call right now. This is a $148 value. You will get it for a prepayment of $38 with your credit card. So you need your credit card right now. Here's the number again. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here at the fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Brent is with me. Hey, Brent, was there a specific medical situation you're facing that sent you to the Yardley Institute?
I was having severe sciatic pains and problems with my neck.
I know you're a contractor. Was it limiting you?
Very much so. I mean, I play soccer, ski, snowboard, and I found myself unable to do most of these things, and I didn't want to do surgery.
Tell me about your response upon the first gentle, non-invasive treatment.
It just kind of felt like he was putting a slight amount of pressure on there, not a great deal. And then it was done. And, you know, it was less than 30 seconds, something like that. And the next day, I was actually able to move, and my left leg, where my sciatica really originates, started lessening, and I was able to move it much more easily.
What's different in your life and your work now that you've been through the treatments at the Yardley Institute?
People have noticed my amount of energy is back. And I run up and down the stairs now. I can do that again. I can take two stairs at a time, and it's just amazing.
What do you say to people who are sitting in the fence going, I don't know if I want to go to the Yardley Institute?
Don't wait. Do it now.
Call now during the show, and it's just $38 credit card prepayment. This is a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more. Book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. And it's a pleasure to have you, Dr. Lee Yardley, in my domain.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm not going to try to treat you because I'm not qualified to do that. But it's truly a pleasure to see you outside of the practice. I don't get to do this enough. So it's good to have you here.
That's true. Our interaction has primarily been clinical over the past year or so.
I wanted to chat with you because, you know, I've told countless people about the practice and my experience of being your patient and how thankful I am for what you have helped me with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm a pretty healthy cat. Yep. So I didn't come in, and sometimes I feel bad because I didn't come in hobbled or really, you know, injured like or in a bad situation like fibromyalgia or something. I had joint pain. I had sciatic, as you recall.
Right.
But it's not uncommon, I guess, for you to have people who use the Yardley Institute as a way to stay healthy, right?
That's true. In fact, there's a significant portion of the people that come into the practice and they'll say something like this. I feel fine. I have no problems. But, you know, I'm getting older and I want to stay that way. And so I'm just exploring possibilities here to see if this can some way contribute to that.
I've seen people, and I went through this, Dr. Yardley, where I gained a bunch of weight. Mm-hmm. And it's harder to get that weight off than you think because it builds up over time.
Right.
I mean, a pound a week over 10 years, you're really heavy. Is it the same way with the body and staying healthy that it's just, you know, a death by a thousand paper cuts sort of thing?
Something like that. I mean, with weight, it gets harder as we get older.
Yeah.
Plus, there's a shift in that every 10 years, every decade, a greater percentage of our body is fat and a smaller percentage is muscle. Mm. So we have to work to offset that. But it's the same with health. You know, the body doesn't age. Really, the body does not age. What happens is every time a cell reproduces, every cell in your body and my body is in the process of dying and it's being replaced. And the body has a choice. It can replace it with a strong and healthy cell. It can replace it with a weak and abnormal cell. And clearly, we want it to replace it with strong and healthy cells. One of the keys to that, one of the default settings, if you've got a compromise in your brain-body connection, then your body's default setting is to replace it with weak and abnormal cells. Mm. So it's important that we get that fixed. But the other thing that happens is every time a cell dies and is replaced, there is a reproduction of the DNA. So think of it. You've got a beautiful, pristine, original image, and you make a copy of it. Is the copy as good as the original image? No, it's going to be something less. And then it's going to get copied again and get copied again. And this is what aging actually is. These cells, when they reproduce each other, you find that the DNA is being reproduced, but it's not quite as good as the previous one. Hmm. And this is happening over a lifetime, many, many trillions of times. Hmm. And so one of the measures of this, totally off subject here, but one of the measures of this is a thing called telomeres. And these are on the DNA and they get shorter. They start getting shorter as we get older. This is what aging is about.
Right. So you at the practice then, in addition to helping people who do experience pain, you have people who are in there with you in addition to being at the gym or walking or you know, staying active on bicycles. So it's almost, I mean, I guess it is. It's preventative and keeping your body from getting into that situation where it feels old, where you begin to feel the effects of that, correct?
Right. And as we, you know, I deal with the demographic, which generally ranges from about 40 to about 80. Yeah. And so these are people that are just starting to begin to realize the effects of age on their body. But there's certain things like you find as people get older, their head starts going forward, the shoulders start getting rounded.
Yeah.
So we've been testing this for 5 years, but in the last year and a half, we've introduced technology that we share with patients where we start teaching them, giving them things to do at home, which will actually stop the process of this going on or begin to reverse it. Now, it depends on their age. If I get them in the 50 to 60 age group, we can stop it. You know, if they're 80 plus, well, you know, we can make it better. But yeah, we're not going to offset it completely.
What effect is the modern lifestyle of sitting like all day long? Mm-hmm. And I know so many people, and they say that the sin of their life is that they sit all day. They'll go by, like I wear an exercise watch, other people do. Mm-hmm. Is it as bad as some of the media makes it out to be, sitting all day?
Actually, yes.
Wow.
It's not good. It's not good. And so we have to, you know, I'm always thankful because the work that I do, as you know, I'm up and moving around. But for some, you know, a lot of people, that's not possible. And we understand that. You can try and offset it. You can get stations where you stand. You can sit on balls and things like that. But if that's not possible, what you need to do is do what you're doing. And that is build into your lifestyle a time where you get out and just really, you know, work the body out.
Yeah.
You know, for you, it's CrossFit or a version of CrossFit. Right. I know. For me, it's more like super slow and I'm a little older.
Yeah.
And it's important that you find what it is for you, whether it's yoga, whether it's Tai Chi. You know, there are many wonderful things out there. You find out what you have a passion for, what you have love for, and that's what you should be doing.
Yeah, Dr. Yardley, you know, picking up on that, one other aspect of modern life is eating on the run. Right.
Yes.
And I've made enormous changes in how I eat. It's mm-hmm. been very, very beneficial for me. But I got to imagine fast food, convenience foods. How's that working with people's health?
Oh, wow. We could spend a whole segment on that. But, you know, like, for instance, do you realize that regular bread, bleached bread, is bleached with chlorine? They use chlorine to bleach it. We got chlorine every time we consume anything that's got, you know, bread in it or got wheat in it that's made with wheat. Chlorine is used actually in our water to kill it. It is amazing how much we've got in the food that we eat that's got these poisons inserted in them. Mm. So most of what you're going to eat, the fast food, the deep fried foods, even microwave foods are not healthy for you. And so there's a lot that we've built into our society that's convenience-based, fast food-based, which in the end is not beneficial to our health.
Yeah, and so people wonder why I walk around with a blender everywhere I go.
There you
go. I'll tell you what, Whole Foods has made an incredible, incredible difference for me. Well, since it's not common that I get to get you in here, let me again thank you for removing the joint pain and the sciatica. I don't know if you heard this, but I forgot I'd had headaches.
Uh-huh.
I forgot. And it was our mutual friend, Ron Upshaw, who's also a patient of yours from Chiro Radio. So, look, find out if my friend Dr. Lee Yardley can help you like he helped me. Call right now during the show, and it's just a $38 prepayment with a credit card, and that's truly an awesome value. It's usually $148. Call now, and it's just $38. And this includes all of the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with this man, Dr. Lee Yardley, and you'll find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. Call 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, I met a gentleman there who he lived a rough life. Part of it because it was his choice. He was an MMA-style fighter. He was a big-time rugby player, and he worked in manufacturing on the floor. Tough work. His body took a beating. He was just about to get married when doctors told him he had to have his vertebra fused. He wouldn't be able to turn around and look at his wife. His mother-in-law begged him to go to the Yardley Institute. He did not need surgery. The gentle, non-invasive treatment of the doctors at the Yardley Institute and restoring the brain-body connection, that's what they do. If you're in pain, stop. Please go find out if you are a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Simply call them 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back to the show. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with me. Lee, we're going to talk to one of your patients now.
A mighty fine gentleman. His name is Chuck.
Okay. What did he used to do?
Chuck was he's retired now. Every day is a holiday for him, but he was a carpenter before he retired.
And where did he hear about you, Lee?
I believe he heard us on the radio right here.
Gotta love that. All right. Well, let's find out. Chuck, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Well, good to be here. Every day, it's like Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to get me some of that retirement stuff.
Well, not only now that I'm where I'm at, so.
So you did, how long did you do carpentry, Chuck?
35 years.
And you paid for it with your body, didn't you?
Yeah, mostly.
Why don't you run down kind of the list of some of the things that you brought to Dr. Yardley?
Well, it's a laundry list. I hope you're right. Eventually, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and okay. I think that was the impetus for most of my pain. But I've really had a lot of pain in my lower back, my neck. I had surgery on my neck, my lower back. I've been carved on more than a turkey.
Your knees. And, you had some problems with your knees, too, didn't you?
And I did. I did have. And my ankles.
Really?
And my ankle, yeah. No, and it just got, well, you're packing things all the time. So, you know, when you put a load on your back, plus your bags, you know, it grinds on you.
Mm-hmm.
So you heard about us here on the radio.
Right.
And you made the decision to go in and see Dr. Yardley.
Right.
So and had the procedure.
Right.
What was that like for you?
I've been to a chiropractor. Well, this is nothing like a chiropractor.
Okay.
This was so gentle, and you've all heard it before. It was so gentle, but it's really gentle. And it wasn't long that I had, you know, I could show improvement. It didn't take that long.
Now, were you surprised by that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, like I say, I've been to a chiropractor, and you do get relief, but you're right back in again. And this has, over the time that I've spent with Dr. Yardley, this has gone into a life-changing thing. I'm coming off of my pain medications. All the things that were giving me trouble are so diminished. I just can't say enough about the guy. And I've been telling people about the guy,
A couple of things here, Chuck. Now, you came in, like you said, for what you were feeling. But there were some other things going on. You had high blood pressure. It came down.
I did.
Acid reflux. It got better.
Yes, yes.
If I can mention it, the bowels were not working right. They're doing 80% better.
I'm sure glad you're not talking about mine. Thank you. Let me just say that.
Now, Chuck is such an upbeat guy. It would be hard to believe they actually dealt with depression issues. He doesn't anymore. 80% better.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was just looking back to your last adjustment, Chuck, and it was like September. You have been holding like a rock.
Now, Chuck, I got to ask you, Lee mentioned depression. You had all these different maladies. You had bad knees. You had some psoriatic arthritis. You had fibromyalgia, which Lee has talked about on the show, is a miserable experience.
Yes.
High blood pressure, acid reflux. Yes. Did this, in fact, lead to kind of a depressive
That's
state?
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was.
What did it? What were you thinking when you were in that state? What were you thinking?
You're not. This is it. This is my life. This sucks. I don't want to do this anymore.
So now contrast that to where you are today, having been with Dr. Yardley.
I just was out blowing leaves and taking care of the yard.
Doing the things you want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Depression is gone.
I can say that I haven't had an episode of depression since, I don't know, 4 or 5 months.
I think you were only depressed because you felt like crap.
Exactly.
I mean, who wouldn't be?
Yeah, no, that is what it was. I mean, you just sit there and you're looking at all the work ahead of you and you can't get to it.
And now you can.
I'm whittling away at all the things that I left behind.
What are your friends and family saying to you about this?
Well, I'm not the same guy. I'm not even close to the same guy. So, actually, go away, Chuck. You're bothering us.
From this, do I gather perhaps you might recommend Dr. Yardley to others or not?
Have I? Would I? Could I? Yes, I would. I mean, yeah. I really and literally would like to reach through the radio and say, come on in. You got nothing to lose.
And everything to gain.
Exactly.
You get your life back.
Yes. I really am. I'm adamant about this.
So it sounds like you're looking forward to the next
20 to 30 years.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, anyway.
He started young.
Hey, Chuck, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for coming on with us.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. You stay out of trouble now, which might not be easy.
No, not for me.
Wow, Dr. Yardley. I mean, I can't remember hearing somebody rave like that. His life is completely different.
It has. But, you see it happen. We see it every day. And it's what makes this worthwhile doing.
Absolutely. Now, if that sounded great to you, if you're wondering whether or not you might be a candidate for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., the Yardley Institute, you know, we'd love to have you find out. It's really simple. In fact, we'll give you an incentive to do that. When you call right now during the show, you will receive a $148 value for just $38. Now, the number to call is 866-704-1047. Now, you're going to go through a series of tests, right, Lee?
That's right. Series of metrics.
Yeah, because you get to determine whether or not
to eliminate those patients we can't help.
Right. And so, but it's that's why you pay for it, but it's a great value. $148 usually. Right now, prepayment of $38 with your credit card. Here's the number again, 866-704-1047. 866-704-1047. You could change your life as dramatically as Chuck did. Give him a call at the Yardley Institute. Call 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sure. So the pain in your hand and back and shoulder was so bad you traveled all the way from Texas to see Dr. Yardley?
It's worth the plane trip. See somebody who could make a difference. It's like a whole new life.
I'm also a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley's. I had this experience being amazed at how gentle and non-invasive the treatment was. And what a great teacher Dr. Yardley was talking about the brain-body connection. For me, the healing improvement was so quick. Did you share any of those commonalities?
I so did. It was amazing to me. I spend hours a day at a computer screen, and it just has made worlds of difference. I can work without the pain in my arm, without the pain in my hand, and without the pain going across my back and shoulders that was just excruciating. I was on heavy pain meds, and it still wasn't taking care of the pain. Being able to walk out and be totally changed and feel so much better. It's like a whole new life.
Call now during the show when it's just a $38 credit card prepayment. That's a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley and the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, I have met hundreds of patients of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, and I've interviewed dozens of them. And I want to tell you that there is a difference that we've all seen. It's truly remarkable. I've seen people come in for fibromyalgia and sciatica to find out also that their depression abated, lifted. I've seen people go in to have their necks worked on because they're being told you got to have surgery. And I found out that no, they didn't have to have surgery. It's all about the gentle, non-invasive care at the Yardley Institute. That's what the doctors practice and working in the brain-body connection. If the brain-body connection is severed, well, it's the worst. But if it's aided, well, it's the best. Call and see if you are a candidate for care. Meet with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.